Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhtar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of the future of Islam. We are still covering the question and answer session as we heard the Muslim moderator offer the first question to the great expert, Professor Esposito, that is concerning ISIS. Yes, we have a problem with ISIS. He want to know from John Esposito why we have this problem and how we can handle it. Obviously, we found out from our last broadcast that we, the Americans, are the real reason why ISIS came to existence. Because these Arab Muslims and others were frustrated because of the lack of freedom in their countries. And even when they rise up to bring revolution to their countries, we, the Americans, the infidels, and some of the Europeans took the side of the dictator governments of these countries, not the Muslim people who are struggling to bring freedom and democracy to their countries. As I hear this answer from Professor Esposito, I cannot help but to scratch my head and I say, what is wrong with that man? He's so ignorant about Islam, he knows nothing about Allah and his words, the Quran, or Muhammad and his commands in the hadith, which teaches that Muslims should never, never have democracy. Democracy and Islam cannot exist. But instead of Professor Esposito facing the reality of the hateful teaching of the Quran, of the barbaric, savage commands of Allah and Muhammad in Islam, no, he puts the blame on us because we're not supporting democracy in their countries. Because in reality, what Professor Esposito and all liberals like him would like to see in the Middle East is that the leader of the Muslims, which are the Muslim Brotherhood, which are the jihadi, which are what we call in America extreme or radical or fundamental, to take over their country. And he could not see any danger for allowing this to take place in the Muslim world. And believe it or not, if the will of the liberals like Professor Esposito will ever be fulfilled, we'll have nothing but the Islamic State. And not only the Muslim jihadi will control the 57 Muslim countries of the Muslim world, but they will control Europe and America. They will control the whole world. And that will bring us to the end of time. This is the reality concerning the foolishness of such an expert who knows nothing about Islam, but in the same time, he gives advice to our politicians of how to handle ISIS. Well, today, Professor Esposito will head to another important fact for why ISIS or groups like ISIS exist in the Muslim world. And that is when Professor Esposito said the following.
And then domestically, they work off also the fact that a Sunni-Shia rivalry in Iraq. Remember that in Iraq, you had a ruler who was Sunni, and the Sunnis are the largest number of Muslims in the world, some 85%. Shia are about 15. But in Iraq, Sunnis were a minority with the elite positions ruling over Shia. And so there's a deep animosity there, and Sunnis felt completely disenfranchised by the last prime minister, who was Shia. And so that's where ISIS could look for support from Sunni villages that would support them in both going after the Shia, but also talking about empowering the Sunnis. So there's no doubt that that's part of the challenge. The challenge the president has is, what do you do about, what's your action going to take? What kind of military action? And if you use it, you know, how carefully do you use it? So that it doesn't look like Western countries are coming in.
So instead of Professor Esposito declaring to the world that there is a problem between the Sunni and the Shia in the cult of Islam, as they hate and kill each other in the millions, beginning from the day Muhammad died until today, no, he's not confessing that, but he ignored this fact. Instead, he just said that Iraq is a Shia majority country, which is true. Almost 80% of the Muslims of Iraq are Shiites. But these majority Shiites were controlled by the Sunni Muslims, who were less than 15% in Iraq. That is, during all the years of President Saddam Hussein. And because Saddam Hussein does not know the democracy of the West, he and his small minority were in control of the entire country. They are killing thousands and thousands of the Shiites of Iraq, as much as hundreds of thousands of the Shiites of Iran. We're talking about 10 years of war between the Sunni of Iraq, who are less than 15% against his own people domestically, the Muslim Shiite of Iraq, and the Muslim Shiite of the country of Iran in the northern side of Iraq. So now Saddam Hussein was killed. Now he's out of the picture. Now we try to bring democracy to the country of Iraq under the leadership of Mr. George W. Bush, where we can literally tell the people there, hey, let's play fair games. Freedoms and all human rights can be applied to your people. Something does not fit with Islam. If it was Bush or it was anybody else in the White House, you cannot bring democracy to the country of Iraq, because it is, as I said before, the worst country for Muslims to think about practicing democracy. Not only because democracy does not fit with the ideology of Islam, but because we have something we call revenge. The Muslims of Iraq, these are the majority Shiites, would love to revenge for all the thousands which Saddam Hussein, the Sunni Muslim, killed during his dictatorship in the country of Iraq. So now you got a new Muslim Shiite president who was put in control of the entire country. And now his people, the Shiites, start killing the Muslim Sunnis to revenge for what took place in their early years under Saddam Hussein, the Muslim Sunni president. And it was rightfully so, for all Muslims believe they have the right to revenge. Allah, in Quran chapter 2, verse 178, orders the Muslim people to retaliate. As it is written, retaliation is ordained to you for the case of murder. A free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a female for a female. So now it's payback time. The Muslim Sunni must pay for what they have done to the poor Muslim Shiite under Saddam Hussein. And that's where we see ISIS arose in such country. And now the leaders of ISIS said, we cannot allow them to wipe us out, and we have to continue to take power. Therefore, there was no chance for any Muslim Shiite to rule in this country. Even though, as I said, almost 65% of the people of the country of Iraq are Shiites, and they have the right under democracy to have more voice in this country. So ISIS took advantage of what's going on in Iraq, and that's how ISIS took control of Iraq and Syria. Professor Esposito said, this is the domestic reason for why ISIS exists. Since the new prime minister, the leader of the Shiite of Iraq, completely disfranchised the Muslim Sunni of Iraq, therefore it was their right to stand together in unity to support the leaders of ISIS to keep control of the country. And that is what Professor Esposito calls a challenge. A challenge for who? For his buddy, the first Muslim president, Barack Hussein Obama. So what is he going to do about it? He said, the challenge the president has is, what do you do about it? What is your action going to take? What kind of military action Mr. Obama will take against ISIS? You know what he did? He did nothing. I know personally some of our military soldiers whom I met throughout my traveling all over this country to speak in different meetings, who told me that the U.S. military hardly did anything. Even when they used to go to drop bombs, they had to announce to ISIS where and when they will drop their bombs, so they will not hit any members of ISIS, but simply bomb empty buildings. And in many cases, the airplane left the base loaded with bombs and came back with the bombs still on the airplanes. That's exactly what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did for all the rest of his second term. That is the same time where ISIS were growing, not only in Iraq and in Syria, but as we heard from Professor Esposito, in Lebanon, in Indonesia, and in simple words, they grew in 28 Muslim countries. Why? Because we got a weak Muslim Sunni president who will not harm his buddies, ISIS members, who actually he was using to help the Muslims to control all countries surrounding Israel.
Have you always wanted to read exactly what the Quran teaches, but didn't know which translation you could trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After years of careful translation, with assistance from scholars around the globe, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry is pleased to offer the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever produced. This study Quran is packed with valuable resources such as detailed study notes for the reader, comments and references regarding the many errors and contradictions in the Quran, careful comparisons with biblical accounts borrowed and corrupted by Muhammad, information regarding the original sources that Muhammad adopted, highlights of non-Arabic words and idioms within the text of the Quran, a detailed table of biblical prophecies about Jesus, and a clear presentation of the evidence for the Bible with a powerful gospel invitation. This modern English translation will equip you with the knowledge you need to reach those lost in the darkness of Islam. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. The Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. Please contact us at 941-223-1703. And now, back to our show.
I know when Rudy Giuliani said that Mr. Obama does not like America. That's when I said, why can't you tell the truth as it is? Obama hates America. Obama hates Israel. And if he can surround Israel by all these Muslim countries to make them powerful to be led by the Muslim jihadi, why not? Let's bring the destruction of Israel to please and appease the Muslim members of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Fatah and Hamas and Hezbollah and Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram, all the Muslim jihadis of the Muslim world. But Professor Esposito did not stop there. He said, and if you use it, what? The military actions. Well, he did not use it. Let me remind you again, we got all the power to wipe out ISIS as Mr. J. Donald Trump did in just simply a few months. Obama had the years to use it, but he did not. He said, what? And if you use it, the military power, how carefully do you use it? Well, he was very careful not to use it at all. He simply bombed empty buildings. And who knows, maybe we have rebuilt them with our tax money. I do not know how much money we waste in rebuilding mosques in Iraq for the Muslims after being bombed by other Muslims. But I wonder how much US dollars did we use to remodel other buildings. Only God knows, because nobody will figure out this information, especially if we're here without access to the reality of what's happening in the Muslim world. And then Professor Esposito said, but also talking by empowering the Sunnis, so there is no doubt that is part of the challenge. Mr. Obama empowered the Muslim Sunnis. These are the jihadi of ISIS, and he lets them grow, my friends, once again, not only in Iraq and Syria, but in another 26 Muslim countries. And only God knows how bad the situation is there, because we have no intelligence to tell us the truth about what's going on in the Muslim world. Professor Esposito ended that segment by saying, so that it does not look like Western countries are coming in. Oh, so we're going to fight the war against ISIS in Iraq and Syria without being there. I believe that's exactly what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did when he left Iraq and Syria and let the Muslim leaders of ISIS take over all the years of war, which were led by Mr. George W. Bush and the military leaders' decisions, which was throughout the years of war in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, of course. And that is the reality, my friends. I believe people like John Esposito had great influence on Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I do not have any doubt that he somehow communicated with him and let him do exactly what the Muslim Sunnis wish for America to do. We were not doing the interest of America, but the interest of the Sunni, empowering the Sunnis in the country of Iraq and Syria. And that's exactly what happened under the leadership of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. We have one more related segment from Professor Esposito to end the subject of ISIS. That is when he said,
I think that's why tonight he's going to announce the equivalent of an armada. What I mean by that is hopefully he's going to announce that there's going to be a movement against, that he's got the support of countries in the region, some of the countries which he needs, countries like Turkey, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, let's say Egypt, maybe even Iran, maybe Iraq, along with European countries, maybe Australia. But then even their actions have to be done very, very carefully, because we are, from an American point of view, we're still seen as the world's great power. So if there's any big screw up, there's still going to be the sense that, you know, the Americans are calling the shots, as it were.
So obviously here, Professor John Esposito is talking about the speech which was given by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in September 10, 2014 at 9 o'clock p.m. He wanted Mr. Obama to bring the coalition of all these countries so that it will not be just America to perform military attack against the ISIS militia, but it will be different countries. And notice the country he's quoting. He said he wanted the support of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. Even Iran, he said, and maybe Iraq. And then he said, and European countries, and maybe Australia. How about the whole world coalition? Maybe we repeat the coalition which took place before in the days of Bush when we went in the first war with Iraq. No. This is like a joke. Of course this will never happen. The people of Europe already saw what happened when they joined us to go in war, and we were not tough enough to get rid of the problem of Muslim extremism or radicalism or fundamentalism. Because in reality, America is not strong enough because of the political correctness to do what is right if they will go to physical war. And as I said before, I repeat myself again. I was against the war against Iraq because it is not the right war. To end the Muslim movement, you have to fight it the right way. And the right way is to fight this war spiritually. The war against Muslim believers, it is a spiritual warfare. It cannot be won with bullets and bombs. We tried it in the past and we did not succeed. That is obviously in the days of George W. Bush. And to repeat these wars again and again will never come up but the same result. We're destroying countries. We're shedding blood. We are wasting trillions of dollars for no reason, except that we are trying the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And I'm sorry, this is the sign of insanity. If we're crazy, we'll do the same thing over and over again. What Professor Esposito is talking about is imaginary union, because Muslim countries will never be united against ISIS or any other jihad organization, because this cancer, this problem which we're trying to fight in Iraq exists in Turkey, exists in Saudi Arabia, exists in Emirates, exists in Egypt, exists in Iran. This is not just the problem of Iraq. As a matter of fact, this problem of extreme Muslims, as the West calls them, and I call them Muslim believers, exists all over Europe. And it exists in Australia. And it exists here in America. How are you going to fight the Muslim believers in any Muslim country when we know that that problem exists everywhere else around the world, including here in America? The harsher we will be against any of these jihadis, unless you want to stand the course all the way to the end, the more problem we bring to ourselves, not just in the Muslim world, but in Europe, Canada, Australia, and America. Why? Because the same cause for the problem of the existence of ISIS in the country of Iraq and Syria, it is the same cause which will bring the chaos into the rest of the world. Something we talked about in the beginning of our program today, which is called retaliation or revenge. Muslims believe in that doctrine. The Quran teaches the same doctrines. Muhammad practiced the same doctrine. You kill one of us, we will kill one of you. But in reality, Muslims do not do that just by killing one of you, because you're just infidels. I'm talking about Muslims to Muslims. Retaliation is ordained to you as Muslim believers. A free man for a free man, a slave for a slave, and a female for a female. But when it comes to retaliate of the infidels, no such a thing, one for one. One for 100, one for 1,000. You kill one of us, we'll wipe you out, because after all, we as Muslim believers are commanded by Allah to kill you without you killing any of our people. So here we go. Professor Esposito said, so if there any big screw up, there still is going to be the sense that, you know, the Americans are calling the shots, as it were. The whole idea of why Professor Esposito wanted us to have a union with other Muslims to go in war against ISIS, it is because we want to protect ourselves. Something go bad, we're going to be in deep trouble. From who? From the ISIS of Iraq? No, of course. It is from the ISIS of America. Those Muslim believers who live with us here in America. So, Obama took the advice of people like John Esposito, and he did not do any military action at all. Obviously, we all know the end of the story. When Mr. Donald Trump came to power, he destroyed ISIS, but not completely. Why do I say not completely? Because there will always be ISIS as long as there are Muslim believers. And to continue our study of the future of Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.